Patrick Mahomes has a dislocated kneecap, the Bengals suspend an offensive lineman, and your Friday injury roundup. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, October 18th. Chiefs fans, fantasy owners, and those of us who just love watching Patrick Mahomes received a major scare last night when the reigning MVP left last night's game with a knee injury in the second quarter. He suffered the injury while converting a fourth down on a QB sneak. The Chiefs were quick to rule him out of last night's game, but we knew we would have to wait for further testing on Friday to get a definitive diagnosis. News has now been confirmed that Mahomes has a dislocated kneecap. The good news is that appears to be the extent of the damage. Adam Schefter reported that the MRI was, quote, a best-case scenario. Schefter also reports that the best-case scenario was for Mahomes to return after about three games. So we don't know the exact timetable, but that gives us a decent idea. Backup quarterback Matt Moore was competent, though not spectacular, in relief last night. An early lead and a defensive touchdown helped Kansas City take care of the Broncos 30-6. Moore was 10 for 19 for 117 yards, with nearly half of that coming on a 57-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs are 5-2. They now play the Packers, Vikings, Titans, and Chargers before their bye week. The Raiders are in second place in the division at 3-2, and they're in Green Bay on Sunday. And an interesting story out of Cincinnati today, which is not something we've said much this season. The team has suspended tackle Cordy Glenn for a game for internal disciplinary reasons. Glenn returned to practice Wednesday for the first time since suffering a concussion in the preseason. Once there, a fight with a member of the coaching staff led to a $200,000 fine for conduct detrimental to the team. The Bengals are 0-6, one of the league's two remaining winless teams, and their season is quickly spiraling out of control. And your Friday injury roundup. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky practiced fully today, but he's still listed as questionable against the Saints. He hasn't played since week 5 due to an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. Chase Daniel would get another start if he can't go. Meanwhile, the Saints have ruled Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook as out for the game, so expect Latavius Murray to get plenty of work in the Saints' backfield. The Eagles have ruled out DeSean Jackson, Jason Peters, Nigel Bradham, Avante Maddox, and Darren Sproles for Sunday's game against the Cowboys. On the other side, Dallas looks to be getting healthier. Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb, and all three of their injured offensive linemen practiced today, but it's still unknown who will suit up on Sunday. Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram both practiced fully today, so expect them to go for the Giants against the Cardinals on Sunday, but wide receiver Sterling Shepard will not be cleared from concussion protocol. Packers receiver Davante Adams and Raiders receiver Tyrell Williams have both been ruled out for the Oakland at Green Bay game on Sunday. The Bills expect to have both John Brown and Devin Singletary in the lineup Sunday against the Dolphins. Patriots receiver Josh Gordon did not practice today, and neither did Ravens receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown. The Redskins have officially ruled out Vernon Davis and Chris Thompson for Sunday's game against the 49ers. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.